like do not punish yourself with others' mistake. Means when you confront the world, when you confront situation, don't get angry with others, with the world, and don't get angry with yourself. Don't blame yourself. That's why do not punish yourself. Do not become miserable over what happened. Endure, develop wisdom, right view to accept the reality of the moment. Then with a clear mind, patiently reflect, contemplate, then act spontaneously with your wisdom, yoniso manasikara, to resolve things amicably, beautifully, so that there is win-win situation. And you have to follow Noble Eightfold Path if you want to do that. Where Noble Eightfold Path is the real middle way, middle path. And the Buddha said, if you cultivate this Noble Eightfold Path, it will lead to the end of all suffering. Everything ceases. That is the meditation as taught by the Buddha. Not just all the sitting, walking, and formal meditation. No. It involves reflection, contemplation, silencing your mind, developing mindfulness, heedfulness, straightening your views, then cultivating virtue, then developing stability of mindfulness to observe precept, to avoid all evil, to cultivate wholesomeness, virtue, goodness, then to purify the mind, to develop wisdom, to awaken, to liberate the mind. So this is what cultivation is all about, not just the very basic Dhamma knowledge to do things. Those are not real cultivation. Well, when we see others making mistakes or not following the Dhamma way or heedlessly reacting and doing all those things that are totally against the Noble Eightfold Path. So what do we do? You should not follow their lead and make the same mistake. Then we should reflect. They are heedless because they lack Dhamma. They lack this teaching. So we should count our good blessing. That's why we should have gratitude. We should be grateful because the way they manifest remind us to be vigilant so that we will not fall into the same karmic heritage like them, karmic negativity. So vigilant means heedful. When you are vigilantly protecting your pure intrinsic nature, means you don't allow it to fall. You don't allow it to arise delusion within your mundane mind. So this delusion part is very difficult to root out. Initially, it's very difficult for most cultivators. But for true cultivators, they understand this very clearly. That's why they won't fall back. They know their pure intrinsic nature is so beautiful. But because our ignorance is still, it reacts, it creates negativity of mind state. So this mundane mind, which is our thinking mind, which is basically our thought process with its content of consciousness, which are our mental intention, our views, our opinion, our conditioning, our belief system, etc. So we use that to act. So the user of this thought process is very important. If the user lack wisdom, lack understanding, you cannot act. You will act with negativity. You will act heedlessly. You will act according to memory. That's why acting according to memory is not acting at all. Then how should we act? We should act according to wisdom, following Noble Eightfold Path, the Dhamma way. when we have the right view, the right understanding, and the essential Dhamma developed and cultivated, we will have the right understanding. Then we will know how to live life. We will know how to arise the appropriate right thought, beautiful thought that condition the right action and right speech, leading to all the Noble Eightfold Path factors. This is how we cultivate. This is how we develop wisdom, mindfulness, leading to heedfulness and understanding. We will be ever mindful, vigilant, heedful against negative influence and tendency. So cultivating Dhamma is an understanding. When you understand, you can cultivate it very well. You can do it righteously, accordingly, following nature's law. You will not violate them. When other hold insults at us, can we understand them? This is a very good question. We must not only endure them, see? Enduring them without wisdom, no point, that is suppression. But also treat these people with respect. Means we thank them for giving us the condition to test our cultivation. If we encounter someone who resort to physical violence, then what should we do? We have to quickly step aside and not confront them or create unnecessary misunderstanding, further misunderstanding and argument. We must even feel gratitude towards them. Why? Because if we did not encounter such trials as this, then we would not know that there are people in this world who can be cruel. Actually, the other better way to put it is, this is a good test. If you don't encounter these people, you cannot be tested. You don't know where your cultivation is. How stable is your wisdom and understanding? How good your cultivation is? To what extent you can understand all this and resolve all this amicably? So truly, the cruelty and kindness of this world can only be known through personal experience. That's why, if you can recall, my nature always share with you all this understanding. The world is the world. People are just the way they are. Because this world is full of my rights of living beings, with my rights of character, behavior, views, opinion, and conditioning. So they are just the way they are. There are people who are violent, cruel, deluded. In fact, there are more of this. But there are also kind people, righteous people, virtuous people, cultivator, practitioner of Dhamma, or certain religious people who are really very wholesome in their character, in their understanding. They really possess the virtue of a true spiritual practitioner or a true cultivator. We call them the person who has the Dhamma or the right understanding.